Fred Woolley, welcome.
Thank you, Julia.
Now, you're quite well known for your work at Pokagon State Park. Tell us a little bit about your job.
Well, I'm the park interpreter, and I kind of direct the nature center there. So all the educational activities and the interpreter programs and any special events that we have, you know, I organize those, work with the media, get to go on radio.
You busy, don't they?
Yeah, very busy, very busy.
Okay, from ski-ins to beekeeping to eagle watches, you stand ready for any outdoor assignment, it seems. Why do you enjoy this massive multitasking?
It's a variety of things. Pokagon is so many things to so many people that I can have a hand in all of it.
Last month, you led a group of curious hikers on a scat tracking expedition for the Acres Barn Series. I'm curious, how do you entice your audience to take that challenge?
Well, you talk about bathroom humor, Julia. There's a certain amount of that when you refer to scats. And I did the program for the Acres Land Trust, which is an outstanding organization. Mm-hmm. They do incredible work. It's not just about the plants and the trees, but it's about enjoying those properties. And so they have just a wealth of programs and activities and things to really feature what goes on the properties. And what goes on or comes out of those properties is scat. You see how we do this? You just kind of work your way into this.
I heard you were good.
Poor humor. So, but the program at the Barn Series, we have a number of scat replicas. And I don't know what people came to expect, but, you know, you got, you know, the 8-9-year-olds snickering back at the table wanting to know what this is going to be about. And, of course, the adults wondering how I'm going to handle it with this mixed age group. And we have fun with it. We have fun with all of our programs. But with the scat replicas, we had those laying out on the picnic tables and didn't say what they were right away, just these variety of scats, you know, animal droppings, all made out of latex, all perfectly harmless. And people went from table to table with their clipboards and wrote down the animals they thought that may have delivered that scat. And then we tallied them up at the end. I went from scat to scat and talked about that species of animal, a little bit about it, its food and its eating habits and how that could be reflected in their scats. That rubber latex, that's the interpretive hook. And then you get people interested, and then they want to take that hike outside.
Well, first of all, is there a scat terminology, a scat vocabulary that we should be familiar with?
You know, I actually had an interpreter once who came up with a list, believe it or not. Here's the scoop on poop. And he's got his acceptable wordings, Julia, scat and dung and droppings, feces, pellets. Okay, we'll run down through those. Words, if you want people to laugh, you got poop or doo-doo or doodles, pooperoonies. Maybe someone's using that in the training. Yeah, then we talk about words that make you sound scat smart, like the word for a scat that comes from a bird of prey. Do you know that one?
No, I don't.
Slice. So a red-tailed hawk excretes that whitewash. That's referred to as a slice. And how about the insect droppings? That's a good one.
I think I'm going to strike out
caterpillar
on this.
Frass. Frass. F-R-A-S-S. Of course, a bat scat is guano. Bat
that would
guano.
Be one of the
you hear that
more well-known ones, yes.
Coprolite is a fossilized poop. There you go. Coprolite. And then there's words that you just can't use. And we just
we won't
use those here. No, not at all.
But
not
folks do get the point.
Yeah.
And if they're not offended by the actual challenge of learning scat, they're not offended by the terminology.
Correct. Yeah, we use it all respectfully and in good fun.
Where does studying scat fit in the whole big animal tracking picture?
Oh, it's a large part of it. You know, when you look at a book on tracking, there'll be chapters on scats. Or you'll see the images side by side on the page. They'll show you the animal track and they'll show you the animal scat. So they're very much intertwined. It's all part of the big picture. You can't separate that. What the animal eats will come out the other end. And so that's all part of it. That's all part of the identification in the study, in the books, in the literature.
And on the trail.
And on the trail, right. Literally on the trail.
Is the whole science as well as the interaction with humans on scat something that you learned at naturalist school?
And I don't think I ever studied that in school or classes. Most of this is just information, like so much of what we learn is on the job, learning and sharing. I'm sure I attended a conference at some point where someone did a session on animal scats and had a mixture of latex ones and real ones and slides and photos. And
of course, you've developed your own methods for study, but also for teaching it.
Right. That's what's fun about interpretation. Okay, full disclosure, I do have some real scats in the cabinet at Pokagon. All right.
So it's not just these
not just the latex ones
that you bring around.
But we have some rabbit pellets and some moose pellets. That must be part of the scat program, you know.
Certainly.
Because they're dry. They're like grasses. Dry pellets look like little wads of grasses, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
know, people say, well, you're park interpreter. What language do you speak? Well, it's the language of the birds or the trees or the flowers. It's taking the unknown and making it known. But also a good interpreter will take the unknown and make it known in a fun, entertaining way. That's what makes the programs enjoyable. You know, that's all part of the art of interpretation, is making it come alive.
Well, you certainly do that, and you have done it for us today, and I thank you very much for that.
Been a treat.
Fred Woolley is the park interpreter for Pokagon State Park. He joined us today in the Madge Rothschild Studios. Fred, thank you so much for sharing your busy trail time with us today, and happy tracking.
Great. Thanks for having me, Julia.